Who is Vico Sotto? Credits: Vico Sotto official Facebook page. To most internet favorites, Vico Sotto is the crowd's favorite. Not just for the looks, but it is also because of his capability as a mayor. His popularity rises even more because he is a politician with transparency, humility, and respect. But are you curious about how he became a politician instead of being a full-time actor? Besides, it runs in the blood. I am curious too. Let's get to know him more. Victor Maria Regis Vico Nubla Sotto, commonly known as Vico Sotto, was born June 17, 1989, and is still rocking the political industry in his 30s. He is a Filipino politician serving as the 20th and incumbent mayor of Pasig, Metro Manila. He's the son of Connie Reyes and Vic Sotto, who are both involved in show business. Connie Reyes is an actress, while Vic Sotto is very popular in the Philippines since he's an actor, comedian, and host. Who wouldn't know Vic Sotto? Come on, his show and movies are popular, especially the long-running noontime show Eat Bulaga with a tandem host called Tito, Vic, and Joey. Family and relatives of Vico Sotto. Oh yo boy Sotto, half-brother Vicente Sotto, great-grandfather Tito Sotto, uncle Sierra Sotto, cousin John Sotto, cousin Danica Sotto Pingris, elder half-sister Talita Sotto slash baby Talai, youngest half-sister. Since Vico Sotto lives in a life where there is show business exposure and spotlight, which he doesn't want, Vico maintains his low profile. This is also because Vico really loves to learn governance from the beginning instead of show business. That's where he knew politics was his second home. Did you know? Vico Sotto is a bachelor and has never been in any relationship. He preferred to maintain his low profile and, obviously, a man of few words. He is also one of those bachelors who simply forgets their private life because of their duties and responsibilities, not to mention the number of ladies who admired him. Also, Vico is an avid fan of basketball. He said he'd been a barangay of Barangay Ginebra ever since, and it is his favorite hobby. In fact, he played a lot during his high school and college days. Education: Brent International School, grade school and high school, Ateneo de Manila University, 2011. Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Ateneo School of Governance, 2018. Master of Arts in Public Management. Awards: Isiolay Professional Fellowship, 2018. Vico Sotto had an early interest in governance at the age of 10 years old, and so, since then, he has worked very hard to become what he is right now. From the year when he first entered politics as an independent city councilor Sangguniang Panlungsod in Pasig in 2016 until he was elected and sworn to be the mayor of Pasig on June 30, 2019, he stood up to be a rightful mayor of Pasig City. With a platform that focuses on public consultation, data-driven governance, and universal healthcare in the city, he prioritized housing programs, made easier access to education, and broke down corruption. In fact, Vico Sotto was being recognized by the United States Department of State, an executive department in the U.S., being one of 12 recipients of International Anti-Corruption Champion Awards for his overflowing effort and hard work towards corruption. Political party: Acción Democrática. Other political party affiliates: Independent, 2016 to 2018. Other policies during Vico Sotto term: policy against politicking, discourage the celebrity treatment especially for politicians like him. Reassessment of traffic management: his first executive order put Pasig City control of the traffic management task force. Vico Sotto during COVID-19 pandemic: training for COVID-19 response teams and meeting with experts and health workers. Provide 1,000 sets of disinfecting kits to all the barangays in Pasig City. Disinfect public places. Keep netizens updated for preventive measures and safety. Consult every private hospital to operate and experts to work on the pandemic. Implement curfews, checkpoints, and penalizing hoarders on essential goods. Distribute food packs and vitamins. Conversion of motels into quarantine facilities for COVID-19 patients. Built sanitation tents. Transportation access, such as Pasig Bike Share, allows motorcycles during this time and tricycles, most especially to every health practitioner and worker. Thoughts: some people may not be as big as our president to have the authority to make a difference and do the right thing, for goodness sake, but so many people like Vico Sotto ought to be a rightful mayor and do what he aims to do. May Vico Sotto be our inspiration to do good even if others are not, and be as rightful a person we can be.